The Finger Lakes are well outside the part of the country that will see the total solar eclipse. That doesn't mean we're not in for a show. Leslie Hebb is an assistant professor of physics at Hobart and William Smith Colleges.
Outside of totality, you won't see the sky darken, but if you have solar glasses or a solar telescope with a solar filter, or you set up a pinhole projector, you'll definitely see a significant bite out of the sun and in the projection or the image that you see of the sun. And it'll cover about, you know, the bite will take out about 75% of the sun. And so it's significant. And the whole partial eclipse will last about 3 or 3.5 hours.
If you've not yet bought solar glasses, don't have a solar telescope handy, and aren't sure how to go about making a pinhole projector, the Departments of Physics and Geoscience at HWS are hosting an eclipse party today from noon to 4 on the Scandling Center patio.
You can come and make your own pinhole projector, which is not so hard. We'll help you do that. And we'll have some projectors set up. We'll be showing a live video feed of NASA's coverage of the eclipse. So they have some satellites and balloon images of the eclipse that they'll be covering. And then they'll have some footage from all different sites all over the U.S. So we'll have large TV cameras inside set up to watch that. And then outside, you can borrow a pair of our eclipse glasses. You can make your own projector. You can just chat with other people about the eclipse and about science.
There will be other viewing parties around the area, including at the Penn Yan Public Library and the Ford Memorial Library in Ovid. You can find those listed on the WEOS community calendar.